All right, Thursday night, and we are live. I'm glad you are not watching the DNC. You're way better off being right here. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Hey to the chat. Chopper Supernut is on. Dana 5'9 is on. Praise Holler is on. Wendy Wild is on. Why Not May is on. Sean Hiltabeidel is on. Big Red 177611 maybe is on. BW Laver is on. Kathy Mardid is on. D9597 is on. Aphrodites is on. Dave Souders is on. The one and only Erectionist is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Sun Gun is on. Mike McGoin is on. Itchin McGroin is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Noodlin McGroin is on. Luann 5 is on. Neon Widow is on. Mike Griffin's on. Ambully's on. Motown JBH is on. Our producer Aaron Yeager is on. Jen Lee 78 is on. The one and only Ron John Boogerman is on. Dragon McGroin, the McGroin Nation, has made its presence known tonight. Bill and Marcus are on. Badave is on. Kansas Law Dog is on again. Cue the band. Steffa Toms is on. Man 26 is on. Biggie 92678 is on. Bird Nerd is on. Patriot of the North 156 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Now, here's the thing. Big news today. I always tell you, I might depress you a little bit. What I call tear you down, build you back up. Let me build you back up here to start off, and then I'm going to do a whole bunch of miscellaneous stories. I can't focus all on Tim Walz and Kamala Harris anymore. I mean, I can't. I mean, I've got a whole stack on them. It's sitting right here. It's sitting right here. See, it says Cam on the bottom right there. But I can't do it all night tonight. I'm going to do some other miscellaneous stories. If other things pop into my head, they'll pop into my head. But if you really want to, DVR the DNC, and you'll get all the material you possibly want for the rest of your life beyond tonight with all the lies. And possibly there's announcing some sort of huge guest. I don't know if that's happened yet, Aaron, if you keep your eye on that. Yeah. It might be Beyonce. Even they've even put out possibly like Mike Pence or someone like that shows up. I'm not kidding. What's out on social media. Only Aaron Yeager would hope that Mike Pence would show up to this thing.
I would love
that. He would love it because Aaron is that deranged. He would love it. He'd be dissecting it all night long, figuring out responses to it. But the big news came out today. It's a huge story. You can put it first before you will. Republican Party of Arizona put this out. I got this from George. Make sure you follow him. You've seen him as a guest on this podcast. George on Twitter. He's got to have 250,000 followers by now on Twitter. Republican Party of Arizona breaking SCOTUS. Supreme Court of the United States rules in favor of Arizona voter registration requirements. This is a monumental victory for election integrity. Today's decision mandates that Arizona must reject state voter registration forms without proof of U.S. citizenship. Folks, understand this is revolutionary. This may sound somewhat sedate to you, but this is huge. This is absolutely huge news. So in other words, you can no longer register to vote in the United States of America without proof of insurance. But Tom, you've said people have been registering with the last four of their IDs and their DLs. That's not enough anymore. You must have proof of citizenship. In other words, you got to have a birth certificate in order to register to vote. You have to have proof that you are a citizen of the United States of America, because you're obviously not. The Democrats don't care whether or not you're a citizen or not to vote. They don't care whether you're a citizen or not to vote. They don't care. So what they do is simply give you the mirage of citizenship, i.e. the last four digits of a social security number or a driver's license that you can get with the last four digits of a social security number. They give you that veneer of citizenship so that you can go and register to vote illegally. When you register to vote with a driver's license or with the last four of your social security number and you are not a citizen, you are committing a felonious crime. So the Democrats are enabling felonious crimes. And you saw the statistics that we put out earlier this week. Can't remember which day, but we put out this week of all of the people that are registering using the last four digits of the social security number. 250,000 was what I put out 4 or 5 months ago in Texas. Now it's over 1 million. I believe it was 1.1, 1.2 million people have registered recently in the state of Texas. And when people think we're going to win, now with this, Ken Paxton, who's already opened an investigation into this because he probably anticipated the SCOTUS ruling. Ken Paxton, one of the AG heroes, along with Andrew Bailey out of Missouri. We need Ashley Moody. Hello, Ashley, to do her job here in the state of Florida. Wake up. Time to be a warrior. Time to be a warrior, everybody. There's no more appeasement. There's no more accommodation. There's no more being a happy warrior. It's time to be a warrior. It's time to get down and it's time to fight. So they'll probably arrest me for insurrection for saying that 5 years from now. Not even 5 years from now, 5 months from now if Kamala's president. Because all you have to have is some sort of tacit connection to some sort of statute. It wouldn't matter what it is for you to end up in the court system. So this is a big deal. You can no longer register to vote in the United States of America if you don't have proof that you were born in the United States or you are a naturalized citizen. That's it. Game over. Now, what has to happen is Laura Trump and the RNC, there needs to be lawsuits, and we'll win the popular vote now. If Laura Trump does what she's supposed to do with the RNC, we'll win. Not only will Trump win, not only will he win the Electoral College vote, he will win the popular vote now. Because the only reason why they win the popular vote is because of all the illegals that are voting. People, and again, I know those of you that watch this podcast hear this statistic all the time. People always say that our country has 330 million people. That's not accurate, folks. That is a 2006 number. 18 years ago, and you think we have the same population? When Joe Biden this year, I mean, during his administration over the last 4 years, will have let in between 15 and 17 million people. Hussein let in how many people? How many people even came in under Trump? And not only that, but with 330 million people, we allow in legal immigration of 1 to 2 million per year. And that's the ones that we actually know about, and that's chain migration. So there's a lot of people attached to those numbers. Well, for every one that you see, it could be 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other people. So this is a huge deal. Absolutely huge deal. Now, I just wanted to show you why this is a huge deal. Go to the next one for me, Will. George tweet, breaking. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has just confirmed that non-citizens are getting registered to vote across the state. Yeah, over a million of them in his state. His undercover investigators caught various Democrat-linked NGOs, non-government organizations, giving voter registration forms to people at DMV location. Let me read you the rest of this. I have it printed on a piece of paper here. The investigation has already confirmed that various nonprofit organizations have been located outside Texas Department of Public Safety driver's license offices, operating booths offering to assist in voter registration for persons doing business at the driver's license offices. But all citizens have already been presented an opportunity to register to vote as part of the process of renewing or being issued an identification card or driver's license. So there is no obvious need to assist citizens to register to vote outside of DPS offices, calling into question the motives of the nonprofit groups. This is why it's huge. No longer can do it. You can't register to vote even at a DMV unless you have proof of citizenship. Now you're like, Tom, this just came into being, so to speak, today. True, but now it is what? What's today? Today, Aaron? August 22nd?
22nd.
So the 22nd, I believe the election is November 5th, something like that, November 5th, 6th, 7th, I always get November 3rd, 5th, whatever it is, early November. So we have all this time. We can clean out all these voter rolls right now. This can happen right now. Alabama just cleared 3,000 off of their voter rolls, right? I mean, that's it. If it can be done that fast in Alabama, then that can be done everywhere. And all we need to do is focus on swing states. That's all we need to do. Now, listen, if we have the organization, if we have the people to go after non-swing states, great. But we need to clean the voter rolls in the following states. Let's just go from south to north to west. In Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico, because we can win all of those states, easily win all of those states. So we need to focus on those states, get their voter rolls cleaned out, and we will win those states in a landslide, and Donald Trump will even win will win the popular vote. I'm telling you, this is an absolutely huge win for all of us. All right, let's go to the next one. Real Robert video this time, and here it is. Now, why do we need this? I want to reiterate why we need this, because I'm just telling you, I've said this before. I've given you the four things that if we don't fix, we aren't going to win. Those four things, we need to have a message. We have a message. We've got that. Establishment Republicans, no money, and fraudulent elections. We're doing good on message and money right now. We're doing good. Establishment Republicans are still in the way with people like Bill Gates. That's the Republican that runs the Maricopa County elections. And by the way, Billy, you're going to have to clean your voter rolls now. There's going to be a lawsuit right away, and there ain't nothing Mark Elias can do because this is a SCOTUS ruling. There's nothing that they can do to stop it. The only thing they could possibly do to stop it is to delay all of these court proceedings until after the election. That's what you're going to try to do. But that listen, even if they did that, which I don't think they could, at least there would be an actual court case now, which could not be dismissed for lack of standing. So this is the reason why. I've shown this video before. It's quick. It's less than 2 minutes. But this is the reason why we desperately needed this Supreme Court ruling because, folks, I'm telling you, I don't like to be negative. I really know you probably think I do, but I don't. Because we aren't going to win if there's voter fraud. We're not, because we've already seen that. Trump won in a landslide in 2020, and they stole it. And what kills me, like, Tom, get to the point. I can't. This is just the way that I work. I see all these people come up to Republicans, and they say, give us the stats. Tell us how Trump won the election. I've got them in my head.
Yeah.
I've got them right here. I've got them right in front of me. I know that 66,000 people voted illegally in the state of Georgia, and 99.9% of those illegal votes went to Joe Biden, and most of those illegal votes were not even down ballot. They were a single selection ballot. They voted for Joe Biden and nobody else. That means he had Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss filling them out in the middle of the night, people like them. That's what was going on. 19,000 dead people voted in the state of Michigan. 19,000 dead people. That's not even illegals. Those are just dead people. Listen to the stats out of Arizona. Play for me, Will.
There were also over 23,000 who voted by mail after moving, after the cutoff. So they no longer lived in the state or in the county. There were 23,000 voters who had cast double votes. There were 9,000 more mail-in ballots were received and recorded than the official number of mail-in ballots. There's a large discrepancy, more than 255,000 in discrepancy, and you talked about the 50,000 that was leaked in the report last night saying that there could potentially be these fraudulent ballots. We also know that the machines were connected to the internet, contrary to what the county was saying before the audit, saying that they weren't connected to the internet. We've learned conclusively that they were, and not only were they connected to the internet, but there was also remote access available to the EMS system, the election management system that was used. So there's a lot of discrepancies. There's a lot of explaining to do. And I want to point out the fact that the audit did not say that Joe Biden won. That is a leftist spin that's putting on it. The part that confirmed the hand recount is the same thing as counting potentially fraudulent ballots. It's the same thing we saw in Georgia right after the election. We saw a lot of people concerned saying, why are they doing a recount of the same fraudulent ballots to get the same fraudulent results? Well, it was part of the investigation, and they did that. So that's the explanation of where that count comes from. And they say the counts do match. They are close. However, there is a lot of indications of fraud. And so that's the discrepancy. That's the spin on the misinformation. So we need to see what comes of it. But there was a lot of information that came out today.
So why did we need this SCOTUS ruling? People think we're going to overcome the cheat. You're not. You can't.
Yeah.
What they'll do is analyze it in the middle of the night. They'll analyze in the middle of the night, and they'll say, okay, we are just like they did. Again, I know I've given this illustration 5,000 times, but again, in 2020, I'm trying to remember, I think it was November 3rd of 2020, can't remember, but I'm just going to say November 3rd. November 3rd or November 5th of 2020, I went to bed at 4 a.m., so it was actually November 4th, the day after the election, because they said they had stopped counting ballots. Remember that?
Yep.
So they said they stopped counting ballots. So I'm thinking, I went to bed, and Trump was up by 680,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I got up after they stopped. I got up at 7. I went to bed at 4,
yeah.
And I got up at 7.
Yeah.
And after they had not counted ballots for 3 hours, I got up and found out Trump was only up by 1,200 votes. So in 3 hours, they counted 600,000 votes while they weren't counting ballots. You're like, Tom, this makes no sense. And again, I cry out to Aaron, my friend. Make that make sense to me. How anybody can walk up to a poll, go up to, I say pulpit all the time, yeah. Go up to a podium,
yeah.
And say, we stopped counting ballots, but we counted ballots.
Right.
I mean, Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman because of the water main break, but lo and behold, only Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, who got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, stay there and count ballots and put the same ballots in the same machines over and over again. You think we're going to win? We're going to overcome the cheat. I'm trying to remember the official term. Overwhelm the cheat or whatever it is. You're not. You can't.
Oh, too big to rig.
Too big to rig.
Yeah.
Make it too big to rig. No, you can't make it too big to rig. Because they know in the middle of the night how big they have to make it. You can't make it too big to rig.
Exactly.
You can't because we don't run the hubs. Remember, it's the six cities in the seven cities in the six states, folks. You know, just examples, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Detroit, Phoenix, Clark County, Nevada, which is Las Vegas. You can make it, think in your mind, Trump's great and he is. And it will make it too big to rig. And we should vote like it's too big to rig. Nobody ever get disenchanted, by the way. I just voted on Tuesday, right here, primary in the state of Florida. I just voted.
Yep.
I don't ever stop voting because I get disenchanted or discouraged. No, I'm voting every single time. Don't get like, oh, it's all rigged anyway. Well, listen, pull your thumb out of your mouth and drive 10 minutes to your vote, your polling location, and vote. It's not that bad. So anyway. But the problem is, if we don't get this SCOTUS ruling, you need to understand that Kamala Harris is going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 15 million extra votes. You can't overcome that, folks. Then that's illegals alone. That's not even the manifesting ballots in the middle of the night. Those are illegals that they have registered to vote. I already chronicled it. Trying to remember what the other states were. I know that it was 1.1 to 1.2 million in Texas alone. We had it. It's on some slide from last night, but I'm trying to remember the numbers of it. Numbers. But anyway, there's been so many of them, hundreds and hundreds of thousands in other states, illegals registered to vote. This was absolutely paramount that we got that ruling today, which we did. A huge win. Now there needs to be a battalion of lawyers going to these states and cleansing these voter rolls of people that register to vote using the last four of their Social Security numbers only. You can go, well, some of them are citizens. Fine. Just give us your birth certificate. Yep. Aaron, you got your birth certificate handy?
Will,
you got yours? Right? If you need it, could you put the cameras on yourself?
Yeah.
If I asked you guys, could you find your birth certificate in the next 24 hours?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, so there you go. It's over. It's over.
In an hour.
And even if you don't have, you have no idea where it is, all you got to do is make a phone call to get it. Have you ever had to get a passport before?
Yeah.
You just need to run it down. And there's another proof of citizenship, by the way, is a passport.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that the number's out of Arizona. For the 2020 election that Donald Trump lost in Arizona, he lost by like 20,000 votes or something. The only problem was in Arizona, there was 255,000 early votes with no record. So 255,000 people voted. They have no idea who it was that voted, but 255,000 people voted with no record of who voted.
Huh.
So they get, how much you want to bet that out of that 255,000 votes with no record, 255,000 of those votes went for Joe Biden. It's exactly how it goes every single time. 23,000 voted by mail after they moved out of the state. You know what that is? Those people didn't actually vote after they moved out of the state. Somebody got their ballot that was mailed to their house and filled it out in their name and mailed it in. 23,000 of those, and Donald Trump lost the state. It's not too big to rig. It's impossible to vote so big that it can't be rigged. 23,000 people voted twice. How much you want to bet that that's 46,000 votes for Joe Biden? 9,000 more mail-in ballots received and recorded than official number of mail-in ballots. So just for numbers, they mailed out 20,000 mail-in ballots, and they got back 29,000 mail-in ballots. Explain that to me. Explain to me how that works, how those numbers work. 50,000 counterfeit ballots. We can claim too big to rig, have all these great candidates. You can't. Outvote that.
Yeah.
You can't outvote that. It's just like too many. You had millions more people vote, all Democrat, than were registered to vote. In one county after another, you'd have a county that has 27,000 registered voters and 48,000 people voted. That's impossible because you have to register to vote 30 days prior to the election.
Right.
So it's impossible. And everyone just saying, oh man, that was just great turnout. That's got nothing to do with turnout. That's got to do with fraud, and you can't overcome that because we're excited about an election.
Yeah.
We can be as excited as we want to be. When they start, I'm looking out at these windows into this office where we're sitting right now. It's more of a studio than an office, but they have the windows you can look into where we're at right now. And we can just put up the boards like they did. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Yep.
They can just sit there, get their, okay, we'll just fill them out ourselves. That's what they did.
Yep.
Huge ruling today. I'm saying this because it is a huge victory. Now, the part that I'm really looking forward to is my miscellaneous section of the show tonight, because we're just going to bounce from one thing to the other.
Sweet.
It has no sensical nature whatsoever. No order at all. All right, here's number one. Milk Bar TV in Australia. Quit laughing, Will. At Salty Tweets, you just got to love that name, has been ordered by a judge. Now, when you watch this video, ordered by a judge, at Salty Tweets, just in case you missed it, has been ordered by a judge, and Salty Tweets is a female, to pay this man $10,000 in damages for not allowing him to be on her female-only app. Play for me, Will.
Roxy, you're a transgender woman from regional New South Wales. You played hockey for 10 years from when you were 16 years old, but you stopped when you were 26. Why?
Something didn't feel quite right, and it has taken me decades longer to look back and try and dissect that and understand that I really didn't like being in the male changing rooms. I felt really uncomfortable there. I didn't like the smells or the sounds.
One.
So there is a woman that has to pay him, but be ordered by a judge in Australia, one of the Five Eyes countries. There's a woman who runs a female-only app. She has to pay him $10,000 because she would not allow him to be on her female-only app because he is a fully penis male. Now, you ask yourself, some of these people, they just are, gender morphic or gender dysphoria or whatever it is. Okay, they have gender dysphoria. Well, I don't agree with any of that. I'm just saying, just say they're like that. And it's not got anything to it has nothing to do with perversion. Well, then why do you name yourself Roxy Tickle? Why don't you just name yourself Joan Morgan? If you're not trying to lure kids.
Miss Tickle.
Why did you name yourself Roxy Tickle? You could have named yourself Joan Morgan. If all you wanted to be was a woman, you could have just named yourself Susan Mitchell. But instead, you name yourself Roxy Tickle? You're a perv, all right?
100%.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so I told you, miscellaneous. On to the next thing. Colin Rugg video. Here's the Texas sheriff that went up and gave a speech at the DNC. Let's look at his galactic hypocrisy, shall we? Play it for me, Will.
Now, Kamala, on the other hand, has been fighting border crime for years. She's gone down to Mexico and worked to stop the traffickers. And when the traffickers didn't stop, she put them in jail.
Tell us about what you are asking for. What are your needs?
Well, right now, thank you for having me, first off. Right now, what I'm asking for is for the president or a member of his administration that can make decisions to come down and talk to not just me, but at least 12 other Texas sheriffs from major counties in the state of Texas that are dealing with this issue firsthand. So I'd like to see somebody from Washington come down here, get boots on the ground, get eyes on the issue at hand, and then talk to us, a bipartisan group of Texas sheriffs that are really taking a common sense approach, because we have to.
So Javier Salazar there, he says that, Kamala Harris has been fighting border crime for years. Now, this reminds me of those interviews that we played in the pregame when people are going up and saying, tell me your favorite Kamala Harris idea, her legislative agenda. Tell us your favorite part of Kamala Harris's agenda or ideas. And they have absolutely nothing, not one of them. You'd have one. You would have one. I mean, I could tell you, if you came up and asked me, what is your favorite Trump agenda point? He's pro-life. He definanced Planned Parenthood. He moved the embassy from into Jerusalem. He built a wall. Yeah. And a myriad of other things. The lowest middle class taxes I've ever paid.
Yep.
We're under the Trump administration. So I could say one thing after another that Trump did for me. Lowest gas prices I've ever seen. I love that he opened and wanted to open the XL pipeline and keeping the XL pipeline open. I love that he made us a net exporter of fossil fuels.
Yep.
They have nothing because the woman does nothing. And here's the thing. You know why she does nothing? Because she's just a lazy human being and probably a drunk, as we've seen on the videos. So you have Javier Salazar there. He says that Kamala Harris has been fighting border crime for years. How? Give me one instance where Kamala Harris has ever fought a border crime ever in life. Ever. She's been the border czar for the last 3 years. He may be alluding to the time when she was the AG of California. There's no statistical data that shows that she fought border crime. But let's forget about that because we've got 3 years and 8 months of her being the border czar. Name me one crime she ever fought at the border. I mean, just imagine, again, and I know that the 888 people that are watching this, you all get this because you're all red-pilled. None of us could walk up to any sort of podium like this and just bold-faced lie.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris has been fighting border crime for years. How? And then, again, here's another idiot. An absolute idiot. You're like, Tom, you have special angst for this guy. Yes, I do. Preachers or cops that are idiots piss me off the most.
100%.
I mean, yeah. You should have the revelation of God as a preacher, and you should understand the law as a lawman, as a deputy, or as a police officer, as a law enforcement officer. And obviously, this guy has no understanding of the law at all because he couldn't name one thing that border czar Kamala Harris has ever done at the border, let alone any border crime she's ever fought. How has she fought it? And again, here's my last point on this. Does this guy not realize that we are in the digital age? Again, you know, for me, I know because I've been banned. I got banned off of YouTube for life because I said ivermectin. 2 months before they banned me, they went back and they found it in a sermon.
Yep.
And they banned me for life for that. They banned the church for life for that, right? So I know that the things that I say are recorded. And, you know, sometimes it scares me a little bit because of the things that I've said. You know what? I've said some things I should not have said. I mean, most of it I'm proud of. And by the way, if you came back and asked me if I said it, I'd tell you I said it.
Yeah.
I said penis hole from the pulpit. I shouldn't have said penis hole from the pulpit. But I did. There's no way to retract it. There's nothing I can do. I can have Aaron go delete it. But why? What's the point now? Everyone knows I said it.
Yeah.
There's 600 people watching online when I said it. And there was 700 people in person standing right in front of me that heard me say penis hole. You know, so there's no pulling it back. I know that. And I'm a digital idiot. Literally, I had to have Aaron show me how to run the Rumble chat. Not only did he have to show me once, he showed me five times how to get on the Rumble chat. Five times.
You got it now, though.
Yeah, I got it now. I do it all on my own now. But I'm just telling you, I'm a digital idiot. And this man runs a law enforcement agency, Javier Salazar. He runs a law enforcement agency at the border that he knows is overwhelmed with illegal border invaders. He knows that. And just walks up to a podium and lies.
Yeah.
And does he not realize that we're all going to show the video of him saying nobody's down here? With the video that we played side by side. Begs for someone to come to the border. He just said that Kamala has been to the border. No, she didn't.
Nope.
She went to El Paso. She went nowhere near the border. She went nowhere near the border. Neither one of them has ever gone to the border. Why would you ever go to the apocalypse that you're causing? You really don't want to see it.
Yeah.
So he's there on video in 2022. 2+ years into the Biden administration, or 1+, or somewhere, whatever 2022 was. Let's just say 2 years into the Biden administration. He's on video begging for somebody from the administration to come down there. And now in 2024, he's saying Kamala's been there the whole time. And Kamala's fighting border crime. He's on video. I mean, just imagine the audacity. I don't know the other word. I don't know another word for it. I guess, I don't know, the cognitive dissonance?
Yeah, dissonance.
Of just not connecting the fact that you're on video saying, where is the Biden administration? And then you're going to go to the DNC and go, they've been there every day fighting border crime. You're an idiot. You're a soulless, spineless, devoid of all integrity and human dignity, just absolute cuck boy. What did they promise you in the upcoming administration, Javier? Gee, all right. I got to get off of that. I could go on. I could. Let's go to the next thing. Here's Oprah, live action video. Oprah is wrong abortion is murder. So let's look at Oprah's words right next to a cartoon version of an abortion. Play for me, Will.
If you do not have autonomy over this, if you cannot control when and how you choose to bring your children into this world and how they are raised and supported, there is no American dream. The women and men who are battling to keep us from going back to a time of desperation and shame and stone cold fear, they are the new freedom fighters. And make no mistake, they are the best of America.
So that is democracy. Democracy and freedom to Oprah Winfrey, which, by the way, let's just run through Oprah's record now over the last couple of years, shall we, with what's happened in Lahaina, because she's done nothing except put out an ad with The Rock and actually raised no money and has given squat. She could fund, she's worth a couple $1 billion. She could fund the entire rebuilding of Lahaina. She could herself, chooses not to. But what she has done is hired extra security and built a wall around her own compound so none of the great unwashed Lahainian citizens can actually get in there, get to her property. She thinks this is freedom. She says, if you can't do this, then you are not a free woman. If you can't butcher another woman in your own womb and pull that other woman out, says the advocate for women, and the advocate for black people, 400,000 black abortions per year. We'd have 400,000 extra black Americans per year if it wasn't for Oprah Winfrey and her political party. She thinks you got to be able to do this to be a democracy. What about that person's democratic rights? What about that head right there that's being smashed? You're like, Tom, you know, this is all up for debate. Bull crap. That's a person. That's murder. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And Oprah Winfrey says that you have to have freedom and autonomy to butcher other women, not to mention all the boys. That's the Democratic Party. Just complete cognitive dissonance. Complete denial of the murderers and baby butcherers that they are. That's reality right there. And it's far more gruesome if it wasn't cartoon version. Yeah. Believe me.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. And it's not just about, it's not, you know, I told you, going all over the place, but I'm staying in the death realm right now, in the death realm, just to make everybody happy right now. This is reality. You got to deal in reality.
Yeah.
This isn't all, you know, Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man right out of Ghostbusters. Not that. Everything, there is a reality to this life. And Will actually made a great point about birth control. You know where birth control begins? Just don't have sex.
Yep.
Ooh, mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. You don't have sex. And, you know, and by the way, you can even have sex. Listen, if you're a fornicator and you're having sex outside of marriage, you don't repent of that sin, you'll die and go to hell for it. Galatians 5:19-21 at 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, Revelation 21:8, in case anybody wants to be a real Christian, which 917 people watching right now probably do. But even if you want to have sex outside of marriage, or you want to have sex inside of marriage and not have to have kids, you know, there's a thing called prophylactics and birth control if you want to do those things.
Yeah.
You know, you can, and you don't have to actually butcher another human being.
Yeah.
You can actually stop the moment of conception, because we can all agree that's where life begins. Life is not a sperm and life is not an egg, but when they commingle,
mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it, baby.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a person. Formed in the womb. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Jeremiah 1:5, Psalm 139:16. Sorry, baby, that's it. You're like, well, what about rape and incest? They'll never sign that. Here's the thing. Get this now. And understand, I'm not being contradictory here, because I believe that no woman should ever abort any baby, even if they're a rape victim. Ever.
Yep.
It's another separate entity.
Yep.
But they won't sign that compromise if we go, you know what? Since 0.1% of all abortions are for rape or incest, 0.1%. Same as the death rate of COVID. 0.1% of all abortions are from rape or incest. We'll go, you know what? We'll come to a compromise with you. I'll tell you what. You can have all the abortions you want when you do a police report for rape or incest. There you go. There you go. Rape or incest. A man rapes his stepdaughter and she's pregnant. You want that? Go ahead. I disagree with it. And it's sin and it's murder no matter what. Just so you know, I'm clear on all that. It's clear, right, Aaron?
Yep. Very.
All right. So there you go. But I'll tell you what, we'll sign that. You can have all the rape and incest abortions that you want, since it's 0.1% of all abortions. But all the rest of them are outlawed. They never signed that because they want convenience abortions because they are baby butchering of the devil, John 8:44 people. That's who they are, monsters, demonacs, people full of demons, possessed of demons, oppressed of demons, and even obsessed with demons. And here's more of this. Camus video. Canada made business is booming. What is made? That's M-A-I-D. What is made in Canada? Play for me, Will.
I'll give you one stat to prove my point. Just one.
Go ahead.
It takes one. This is how ridiculous this is. Okay, you ready? In 2016, Canada legalized medical assistance in dying. So did California. California has the same population as the entire country of Canada, okay? In that time frame, California has only mated, meaning assisted suicide, 893 people. Well, how many do you think Canada has?
I'm going to assume it's ridiculously high.
Give me a number. Come on, play with me here.
12,652.
Over 50,000.
Holy smokes.
Canada is a predatory behavior. They're trying to include children down to the age of 12, mentally ill, homeless, and addicts, instead of giving them palliative care.
Aaron, are you able to listen to a video without me hearing it?
Kind of.
See if you can pull that time frame, because I missed the time frame of where it went from 300 made deaths to 50,000. See if you can figure out if you guys maybe heard it. I don't know. But in a very short period of time, this is the made program. This is government-funded suicide in the country of Canada. In the country of Canada, MAID stands for Medical Assistance in Dying, M-A-I-D. And they've gone from like 300 people getting medical assistance in killing themselves from the government to 50,000 in a very short period of time. And when you look at these programs around the globe, because Canada isn't the only one that has these programs, they are starting to induce people. Induce, or maybe you would use the word incite people to go and commit suicide. It's going on all around the world. Getting people to sign up to kill themselves because they have this situation or that situation, because dying to them means nothing because they're all abortionists. If they can't abort you in the womb, they'll abort you outside the womb. They'll go and use gain of function research, not to create a virus that could kill them, but to create a solution to that virus that can't kill anybody that will in fact kill you. Because they are abortionists at heart because they are of their father, the devil, who was a murderer from the beginning. There you go. So I just wanted to show you death all the way around, and it's one leftard after another. You want to find out? You want to find out where a leftist is? All you need to do is follow the lies and follow the dead bodies. I mean, literal dead bodies. All right, now that was all depressing. Now I'm going to show you a video that literally made me laugh, belly laugh today. I don't belly laugh very easily. When no. I do, I get stuck in it. But I don't think I'll do it again because I watched it a couple times. This is the funniest thing that I've seen in the month of August. Right here. This is so freaking funny. And by the way, I want everybody to know, this is not an edited video. Now, you guys remember this, right?
Yep.
It's not an edited video. MSNBC shot this video. Not edited by Aaron. Not edited by Will. Not edited by me. Not edited by Matt Walsh, who put out this video. This was live on MSNBC. This is how they shot this segment of the Oprah Winfrey speech. Play for me, Will.
To a childless cat lady.
Can you? They did that to that girl. A girl who needs to mix in a salad every now and then. I'm just telling you, they did that to her. Aaron, or play it again, Will. This is them. They did this all on their own. Why did they pick that girl? As Oprah says, childless cat lady, they panned right to her. Play it, Will. Look at that. And she looks around. Why is it on me? Look at Oprah. We understand. Childless cat lady.
Oh, my God.
That's the Democratic Party. That's the Democratic Party. I mean, the thing is, I don't feel sorry for her at all, because why are you there?
Correct.
And by the way, once again, skip some candy bars. Skip them. Seriously, skip the pastries for once in your life. You got it? All right. So anyway, here's another one. You're most irritated. That was the funniest video of the day. Here's the most irritating, condescending video of the day. Don Lemon video. Teaching a Trump supporter how to pronounce Kamala, whatever it is. Here's Don Lemon teaching a Trump supporter. And by the way, why does this guy put up with this? Can you imagine if this was Aaron?
Oh, dude.
I mean, it wouldn't have gotten past 2 seconds.
Please.
Have gotten past 2 seconds. But anyway, here's Don Lemon. Play for me, Will.
You know her name is Kamala, not Kamala.
I'm probably confused like most Americans on that.
No, I don't think most Americans.
Okay.
Are. It's really easy. Let me tell you. Sure. You want me to tell you how to do it?
Kamala or Kamala?
Kamala.
Kamala.
It's easy. You know what a period is, right?
I know exactly.
Can you say period?
Period.
You know what a hyphen is?
I know what a hyphen
say
is.
Say hyphen.
Hyphen.
Do you know what a question mark is?
I know what a question mark
say
is.
Say question mark.
Question mark.
Now say comma. You know what a comma is, right?
Comma.
Say comma.
Comma.
And just add a la on it.
Comma la.
That's it.
Comma la.
So he says that her, now why, again, why did that guy even put up with that? Don't ever put up with this crap. If the FBI comes to your door, unless they have a warrant, tell them to go pound sand. Don't put up with these idiots.
Dude.
That's why I'm trying really hard to not comment anymore and respond to these people on social media. I watch what they're saying, so I know what the enemy's talking about, what the propaganda of the enemy is. But I try not to respond to it anymore, especially the sites that I know are exclusively looking for hits.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I try to not give them another stat. So he says, Don Lemon says that her name is to be pronounced Kamala, like comma. Say period. Period. What are you doing, dude? I mean, you're bearded and everything. You look like a freaking Trump supporter. What are you doing? What are you doing even interacting with that communist, let alone parroting his speech? Give me a break. So anyway, he goes, her name is to be pronounced Kamala. Kamala. Well, let's look how Kamala pronounces her own name, shall we? Play for me, Will. It's her own name, Kamala. But Don Lemon is going around telling people to pronounce it Kamala, and if you don't pronounce it right, you're a racist. Here she pronounces it herself, and I believe that she's pronounced it both ways.
Yeah, she has.
So she has no way. I would love to find a video of her calling herself Kamala, because I bet you there's one of her calling herself Kamala. Because she doesn't even know how to pronounce her own name. All right, go to the next one. DC Drano video, Trump unveils new border crime policies. Play for me, Will.
Tough new sentences on illegal alien criminals. These include 10-year mandatory minimum sentence for anyone guilty of human smuggling, a guaranteed life sentence for anyone guilty of child trafficking, and a death penalty for anyone guilty of child or woman sex trafficking. We'll also impose the death penalty on major drug dealers and traffickers in other countries on their immigration papers. There is a statement that says death for drug traffickers. Big letters, big bold letters, 10 times the size of everything else on the page. I saw it this morning. And those are the countries where they have no problem with drugs. Many of them, actually. We will also impose the death penalty for anyone killing our police, sheriffs, border patrol, ICE, or law enforcement officials. The death penalty with a quicker trial, not a trial that lasts for 15 years and everybody gets exhausted. We will liberate our country from the illegal alien drug dealers, robbers, murderers, gang members, and child predators. And we will make America safe again for our citizens and make it greater, stronger, better, more beautiful than ever before. And I want to thank you all, and especially our four very special people.
All right, so there you go. DC Drano video. Now, Trump unveils his new border crime policies. Just so everybody knows, again, in case you missed it. 10-year. Now, again, they'll ask any Kamala supporter or Kamala supporter, Kamala supporter, however you want to pronounce the name. But if you ask any Harris-Waltz supporter, what are Kamala's policies at the border? Well, we know she's gonna shut down the border. She's in power right now, by the way. And Trump answered that question today. They asked him, they were talking about her policies and why, and that, you know, it was the question, it was Brian Kilmeade from Fox asking him about the border insecurity bill that he, that they've all credited to him, that he's the one that shut it down, that he's the one that told the Republicans not to vote for it. He's like, I never told anybody not to vote for it. People ask my opinion about things, but that was it. I never told anybody not to vote for it. And nobody should have voted for it. It's a border infiltration bill, not a border security bill. But anyway, which I can't, I'll spend 30 minutes on that, which I'm not going to do. But he was talking about, I never had anything, you know, to do with any of that border bill or any of that. So that's what they always use. Trump tried to, and he said, by the way, you don't need a bill. You don't need a bill. You don't. Why are you passing a bill? It's like having to pass a bill that only United States citizens can vote in a federal election, or only United States citizens can vote in a city election, a municipal election, a county. Of course, you only United States citizens can vote in United States elections. Name any other country in the world where you and I could drive there right now or fly there right now and vote in their elections.
Right.
And why do you have to pass a bill? You don't need to pass a bill for that. Mm-hmm. That's like saying, you know what? I got to think to breathe. You don't have to think to breathe. You just breathe. You don't need to think about it. I got to think about it. No, you just breathe. And he said that today. There's no need for a bill to shut down the border. You shut down the border by, you know, how you shut down the border. Shut down the border.
Yeah.
Just shut it down. There's no need for that. But that's their only ammo is that Trump, destroyed or whatever, stopped the border infiltration bill. I mean, you're like, why are you struggling for words with that? Because Trump's not in office. He didn't stop anything. Jane Cuckboy Lankford's bill. There's nothing to stop. And by the way, you don't need a bill to shut down the border. Simply shut it down. The laws are already in place. Shut down the border. So that was a great point by Trump. Nobody's ever even said that. Not even Republicans. You don't need a bill. You don't need a bill. I don't need to write a memo today that I'm in charge of the TLP podcast. Tom's in charge. I'm writing a memo. I'm circulating it to the two people in here with me, Will and Aaron. I'm circulating a memo, Will and Aaron. I'm in charge.
Noted.
But they're like, we already know you're in charge, numbnuts. They don't need that. That's the same thing here. That's their only ammo. And then when you ask a Kamala supporter, what's her policies at the border? I don't know, but she's a woman and falsely black. So I'm voting for her. That's Democratic Party. Trump, on the other hand, actually puts out his policies. 10-year mandatory minimum sentence for anyone guilty of human smuggling. Mandatory life sentence for anyone guilty of child trafficking. I think that might slow things at the border. Death penalty. This might slow things at the border. Death penalty for anyone guilty of sex trafficking. That might slow the sex trafficking trade at the border, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you get death penalty for it. Double death penalty. Death penalty on major drug dealers and traffickers because all the fentanyl deaths. See, we have all of Trump's. Why is it that they talk about no policy? The only policy that they're advocating for at the DNC is abortion. Why is it that they're talking about hope and change again when that would entail hope against you and change against you because you're currently in office?
Yeah.
All right, so here's another one. Told you jumping all over the place. Now we're going to go to media hypocrisy. Hey, Judy Woodruff, May's video. You were right about how much disinformation is out there. Play for me.
Candidates are facing an historic challenge, an unprecedented scale and variety of disinformation online.
Former President Trump is on the phone with the Prime Minister of Israel, urging him not to cut a deal right now because it's believed that would help the Harris campaign.
One.
Okay, that is complete disinformation. Now, she won't be tried or locked up for disinformation, but you and I would be.
Oh, yeah.
We put out things like ivermectin saves lives, and I'm banned for life off social media. Judy Woodruff says that Trump's on the phone with Netanyahu. Just so you know, that's the most idiotic, asinine statement ever, because Netanyahu has abandoned Trump and has abandoned Trump for years now.
Yeah.
Netanyahu, during the whole election scandal of 2020, refused to take Trump's calls from the moment the election was over until he left office. And I don't know if they've talked since. So suddenly, Donald Trump is on the phone with Netanyahu, telling him to resist a Biden-Harris peace accord in violation of the Logan Act? What? It's the same thing when they said Trump stopped the border insecurity bill. How's he going to stop a border insecurity bill when he's down at Mar-a-Lago putting? These people are unbelievable, just devoid of all integrity. So the people who issue all the disinformation, who put out all the disinformation, are the ones who want to police disinformation, as always. All right, let's go to the next one, Will. Canvas video, make it make sense. In the UK, get this now, so you see this in the video, you get jailed for misinformation, but no jail if you're a pedophile. Is that true? Play for me, Will.
Can you make it make sense how a paedophile, convicted paedophile, and we're talking about very young children here, gets a suspended 12-month sentence, but a one Facebook post gets a middle-aged woman, what she said was stupid, not condoning that, but one Facebook post gets her 15 months in prison straight away with no chance for an early release. David, can you just make it make sense for me, please?
So you see the equivocating of the anchor woman. She talks about the person who put out a Facebook post. I know that it was cheeky, and I'm not standing in support. Why do you care if it's cheeky? Cheeky? This person put out a Facebook post, like, just say, illegal immigration sucks. She has to acknowledge. She has to make sure she kisses the ring. She has to make sure she's not a violator. I acknowledge that it was cheeky. Cheeky. See, again, even people who stand up still acquiesce. You either stand or you don't. There is no fence riding in this war. There is no fence riding in this theological, philosophical, political war that we are in. There is no fence riding. You choose one side or the other. That's the word of God. Revelation 3:15 and 16. You're not to be lukewarm. You get spewed right out of his mouth. You choose. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3:15 and 16. You choose. You don't sit there and equivocate. I acknowledge that it was a cheeky Facebook post. So you're saying that, you know what? I agree that she was arrested because it was cheeky? What about you being cheeky right now? What would they turn on you for being cheeky, for questioning their policies? You're being cheeky right now. You're saying you make it make sense. That's cheeky. Did you see the age of the pedophile? This is a 44-year-old man. This isn't some, 16-year-old high school guy who sleeps with his 15-year-old girlfriend. You used to see that a lot in law enforcement. Dad calls up in a rage. Oh, I want him arrested. Okay, well, all right, but easy now. This is a 44-year-old man diddling preteen kids. I shouldn't say preteens. I don't know what they were. This is a 44-year-old pedophile, though. So pedophile, just so everybody knows, there's different levels of sexual offender than there's pedophile. Pedophile usually entails prepubescent kids. So you have a man diddling prepubescent kids, if they go by the same definitions in the UK as we do in the United States. And he gets probation, 12-month probation. And the person who puts out a Facebook post gets a 12-month prison term. That's the UK, and that's exactly what the Democratic Party, the defenders of democracy, want installed in the United States of America. All right, next one, Jim Ferguson tweet. You're like, thank goodness, it's just happening in the UK. No, it's happening everywhere, including Canada, where you can already be jailed for using the wrong pronouns. German police begin raiding homes. You think the Germans would learn? You think the Germans would learn not to police speech like Adolf Hitler did? But here they go again, a dog returning to lap up its own smelly vomit. German police begin raiding homes of citizens. By the way, this is put out today. Who share non-mainstream content. Non-mainstream, what does that entail? Oh. What does non-mainstream mean? That I don't agree with the bourgeois globalist leftist elitist. That's what it means. And by the way, that would be a shifting target. A sliding goalpost, wouldn't it? It'd be a moving goalpost. Of what is mainstream content? If I'm in office, mainstream content is Christian. So anything that's not mainstream, then your house is going to be raided. And by the way, this was all put into place and orchestrated during COVID. This is where they greased the skids for all of this during COVID. Maybe we could just raid people's homes because they weren't social distancing, or they had 12 people in their house when the mandate was you're only allowed to have 8 people in your house. And that's what Tim Walz did, by the way. The German government has unveiled plans to allow police to secretly raid the homes of citizens. That's always a great idea, isn't it? You're always on the right side of history when you are allowing the police to secretly raid people's homes. I mean, let's go back in history, shall we? You're always on the side of democracy. You're on the side of what we are here, which is a constitutional republic. You are always on the side of Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, freedom when you're allowing police to secretly invade people's homes, right? And if you think, once again, if there's one freaking country on the planet that would run from these sorts of institutionalized policies, it would be the Germans.
The Germans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ursula von der Leyen.
The COVID.
The COVID.
That's what Belgium did.
Well, Belgium did it. You're pretty, Aaron. You're forcing me to play that video.
I know.
The German guy. Yeah, Aaron wants to see it again. The German government. Yeah, we're on the Germans. Yes. Ursula is from Germany.
That's true.
The German government has unveiled plans to allow police to secretly raid the homes of citizens who view or share.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you accidentally, I don't even have my phone. You accidentally scroll. I'll use my iPad. You're scrolling. I always flip it this way and scroll.
Yeah.
And you accidentally see something that's not deemed mainstream. The cops are going to raid your home.
What is this, North Korea?
I mean, it's beyond, I don't even think Kim Jong-un does that. I think this is left of Kim Jong-un. I don't even think Pol Pot would have said, you know what, if you viewed something that wasn't his under his government authority, it wasn't his governmental propaganda, that you're going, if you viewed something, you're going. I can see Pol Pot or Stalin or Hitler saying, you know, if you post something, this is left of Hitler. We'll raid the homes of citizens who view or share non-mainstream content on social media. Der Spiegel of the RND reported that the German Federal Criminal Police Office, BKA, should be called the Gestapo. I'll bet you they all end up in the same uniforms again. You want to bet? Because I tell you, these people aren't smart. I told you, you look at police uniforms in Canada when they were arresting Arthur Pulaski. They were all black and red like the stormtroopers out of Nazi Germany. And you look at some of their insignias too. I'm telling you, we put it up last night. Aaron found it for me. Mm-hmm. This campaign of joy, strength and joy all comes from the Nazi party. That's what the Democratic Party's doing right now. Because demons, same demons controlling the left in the 1930s are controlling the globalist left in the DNC in the 2024. May soon be allowed to raid homes secretly and without a warrant. You know that you're always on the right side of history when you're raiding homes without a warrant, aren't you? So it's not just the UK, and we better watch out for this coming our way. Amen. Play it, Aaron.
President of the EU. Not a scary organization at all. I've always loved the European Union. Haven't you? Just the precursor to one world government. It's awesome. And to hear the president of the EU explaining how you in Europe can get your life back to normal in that German accent she has, that just sounds so soothing to me. Here's what she says is important to get your life back here. Here she comes.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you? Good to see you.
Before Easter, we promised to the Europeans that we will do everything possible so that they can gain back some normality when planning for their well-deserved summer holidays. So on Monday, the European Parliament and the European Council signed the regulation for the EU digital COVID certificate.
Oh,
it is applicable from the 1st of July on, but if you want to as a member state, you can sign up early voluntarily. And that's what Belgium did.
Belgium
allows
did it.
As of today to travel with a certificate, and they issue
travel
these
with their certificate.
And here is mine. So everyone who is fully vaccinated or tested negative or has recovered from COVID can get one. And we have right now 15 member states that have already signed up. And from the 1st of July, all 27 member states have to apply these EU digital certificates for the COVID. I am planning now to start my tour through 27 member states for the Next Generation EU, our Recover and Resilient plan. And I'm very curious to test and to see how this certificate will work. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
All right.
That's great.
She held hers up. Can I just take a picture of that? And can I use hers?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. That's fine. That's fine. So, essentially what she's saying is, you must have your papers. They'll be digital, but you must have some. The other maids are making you have your papers. Please.
I know many of you have seen that many times, but that is my favorite all-time video. You'll probably see it again. And since Germany came up, and that's Ursula von der Leyen.
Please.
Yeah, please show. You can have, I saw somebody in the chat. You can have all the freedom you want after you show me your papers. The papers that I issued to you so that I could give you freedom. You can have all the freedom you want after you show me the papers.
That's
where I allowed you to have freedom.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And if Belgium did it. You know. All right, 9 minutes overtime. That's good. Love you all. Listen, stick around for the post game. It's Thursday, right?
Thursday.
We'll be back tomorrow night.
Yep.
Back tomorrow night. Listen, you got to stick around for the post game. It is awesome. It's an absolutely heartwarming last video. Got to see it. It's unbelievable. So stick around for that. Love you guys. If you got on late with us, 995 people on right now, just roll it back and watch the whole podcast, and you can skip through the stuff you don't like. That maybe me screaming or whatever. You can skip right past it. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate you. I'll be in the chat during the post game. See you tomorrow night. And as always, God bless you guys. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.